Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We have John Ireland from Rancho Leonero talking East Cape fishing. Its season is here. I'm so excited to get down to the ranch and hang out there and sip a margarita and hear fish stories at the bar. That's like my favorite thing to do.
It's just like
of course, I love going out fishing, too. And I go, oh, I love going out kayaking, too. And I love going out snorkeling.
And I just got a new rhino, so you'll be on there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Got to get on the rhino. There's so many different things to do.
A cold Pacifico, some chips and salsa, and the ring game in the lobby. And I'm a happy man.
Gee, there's so... I mean...
that ring game is amazing. Ring game is amazing.
Got it all down there. Hey, great show today, and we're giving away a phenomenal prize in honor of John, who is a Maui Jim fan.
You're not kidding, man. Well, about the best place, what better way to do than to give away a pair of the very best glasses on the water? And if you didn't catch the beginning of the show, how cool of an opportunity. Not only are you going to get a chance to talk to John Ireland, but also have your chance at winning the best pair of glasses out there, and that's a brand new pair of Maui Jims. It's the What's Up frame, very, very cool frame from Maui Jim. It's the matte black wood grain. It's got that great new neutral gray lens material. It's super thin glass. I love it. It's just an awesome, awesome pair of glasses. They've got the perfect amount of wraparound. They're not too extreme. They fit your face very well.
I'm a What's Up guy.
Yeah. What's Up is a great
pizza What's Up guy.
I love What's Up, yeah.
What's up?
Of course, I like World Cup, too.
Yeah.
Of course, I love Longboard, too.
I'm a Piahi guy.
Yeah, he's a good one, too. Yeah, so many great styles.
Yeah, they are, man.
One lucky caller is going to win that What's Up today. Hey, before we move on to our catch report, I've been getting lots and lots of texts. Did you hear about the Maximus sinking? Yes, we did hear about the Maximus. Sorry, we didn't really cover that. We're trying. Details are just coming in, but there's an article in the LA Times today about the space shuttle external tank that's on its way to LA. The tug that is pushing that giant tank on a barge up the coast rescued the crew from the Maximus. Four people, three Americans, one Mexican. The Mexican is going to be taken off the boat by the Mexican Navy. The rest of the crew from the Maximus, I'm sure includes Keith, the captain, and such, are on their way to L.A., and they're going to ride the tug and the barge up with them to Los Angeles. A very sad day. Keith, a good guy.
Great guy.
Operate out of Fisherman's Landing there, and a sad, sad loss to the fishing fleet, the Maximus. Don't know any details of why, what happened, but the good news is everybody's safe.
You got it, man.
And they're en route to Los Angeles and back home safely.
It's a big deal. They picked them up off the raft. So the boat was already gone. They weren't rescued off the boat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, that's what you just read the article.
No, it didn't say that in the article.
No,
but
they picked them up off the lifeboat.
Yeah, so, but they did pick them up. So the good news is it is safe. We'll get more details,
of course,
I'm sure, later, but we'll find out what happens there. So
you said it best, man. It's a very sad day, and thoughts and prayers go out to those guys. But the overwhelming good thing is everybody made it off the boat, and they're safe, and they're on their way back home.
Yeah, you betcha. All right. Hey, time for the catch report.
You got it, bro. Let's find out what's biting out there today. Catch report sponsored part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna with all brands. Crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you need to make it your preferred connection. From Spectra to Mono or Spectra to Fluorocarbon, you can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. And we're going to start off with our FishDope.com reporter, the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. What's up, Mark?
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, John. Okay, guys, so here we go with the real deal.
All right.
Squid.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the opportunity to catch a 40 to 70-pound bluefin tuna within one-day range in May is a worthy endeavor. That's exciting stuff. They floated up pretty good here the last couple of days with this nice weather, man. That some of that stuff moved out to the west a little more, kind of 390 toward the butterfly. And good volume of a beautiful grade of fish, including some big ones in there tearing up tackle. That's exciting stuff. Even a little bit showed, you know, close to home on the nine there. But it pales in comparison to the really big news that a bunch of squid moved into Catalina finally. And a bunch of yellows and sea bass right there with it. Now, I've had a love affair with fishing that island for squid and sea bass pretty much my whole life. And honestly, the last couple seasons have been a little bit frustrating. I don't think my crowder's even been wet for the last 2 years. But it looks like we're kind of maybe getting back to normal. Water's cooling off a little bit. Things are, you know, kind of straightening out. And those old sea bass, they're already up to their tricks. They're driving people crazy, man. We had some people in the store yesterday just losing their mind trying to figure out how to catch them. But volume of squid showed up backside east there. I've been watching it for a couple weeks building up. And the fish were right there with it. You know, kind of was kept quiet there for a little bit. Medium-grade sea bass and some big yellows. One of my customers and friends had fish up to 43 pounds there. But, you know, the word spreads fast nowadays once it gets out and the fleet showed up. And, of course, that most of that sea bass moved on. They just do not like all that clanking and banging of lots of boats. But it was a pretty slow morning yesterday especially. But a couple boats found them late in the day yesterday, big ones, biting full speed. And they're biting again this morning. One boat for sure has already got limits. Others are hooking some fish. So here's the deal, guys. Fish the bait grounds in the dark, see what's living there, and then start working the shallow water edges and beaches. Not so much kelp line because most of it's gone. But and you guys want to pay close attention to the MLPA closures from that bend west into China Point sector just in case you maybe wanted to check that zone out a little bit. And then fish heavy line, guys, because there are definitely some big ones around. And if you want to really learn how to fish Catalina, get a copy of my book, In the Gray. It's 500 pages of exactly how to fish that island. And, of course, stay with Fish Dope. Poor Danny. You know, now he's got all the bluefin down in one part of the world, and now he's got to keep an eye on all the sea bass and yellow and squid stuff. You know, that you know, squid showed up at several different islands here all at one time. So he's working really hard with a Fish Dope report, keeping everybody on it. But, man, it is looking good, guys. It's definitely
That's
time to go.
That's a tough job that Danny has at Fish Dope, and he does such a good job with it. And if you're not a member of Fish Dope, you got to get on it. Save $20 right now, new membership to Fish Dope, using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is the code. And, Mark, so much fishing to go on, but you're going to be in Pacific Edge making bait tanks.
Oh, this bait tank thing is just crazy. But, yes, we are. We're very fortunate. And for sure, and we're in a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger there, Huntington Beach. Phone number is 714-840-4262. Website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I truly would go fishing, guys. There's a lot going on. It's looking really good.
So how do you decide, Mark, to go catch a tank of squid and go catch a 40-pound sea bass or shoot offshore and go catch a 50-pound bluefin? Like, how does one even make the decision?
Okay, let me tell you a quick story. When I got my first little center console boat, you know, the first thing I had to do was catch sea bass. So I ran over to the island. Nothing bit in the gray, so I was throwing the plastic. I caught a 32-pound sea bass on the plastic, like right in the gray. And I thought, well, this sucks. I got the whole day, you know, that mission's done. So then I ran down off the east end of Clemente, and I caught some albacore.
Well, there
so
you go.
So that's how I would do it.
So just do them both.
I would just do both in the same day.
Okay.
That's a good style, man.
I like that style.
Good call, Mark.
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, guys, man. It's looking good. A lot of cool
Thanks,
stuff
Mark.
Happening.
All right, let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4th Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Marcos. What's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
Well, we had a very similar fishing to what we've seen our last couple weeks here, like I said, barring that weather. Very good rockfish on half day, rockfish reds, a few other bottom fish sneaking in there, some sculpin, lingcod, one halibut earlier in the week. Three-quarter day, very good fishing on the San Diego. Yesterday, 54 anglers had 98 yellowtail, most of those fish being in that 12 to 25-pound range. A lot of lighter line for the bait, heavier line if you're going to throw some jigs there. Day before that, 34 anglers had 155 yellowtail. Not quite limits, but pretty darn close there. The overnights, we haven't really been getting them out consistently. We had, like I said, we had a little interruption with the weather last week. They're just kind of getting rolling again. Earlier in the week, the Eclipse 19 passengers saw 22 bluefin yellowtail in there. So still some good fishing there. We're getting those back out this week. We've got a few boats out there. So definitely lots of options for you. We got those half days. We have twilight trips. We have three-quarter day trips. We have one day. There's some day and halves in there. So we're pretty much getting into summer here. It's just about to blow up, and we're going to see a lot more trips up there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. You can make reservations on there for any of those trips. You can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383, or you can come visit us in person.
Certainly great fishing to be had. Glad to hear that everything has come around, and that great yellowtail fishing down below. Awesome. Well, great, great info. Appreciate a great report, and we'll look forward to hearing another one next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right. Now it's time for our Northern Baja report. We got the man, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial, on the line. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how you doing, Pete, Rick, and John? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Hey, some good news on the conservation efforts in Baja, and the Mexican government decided in the Mag Bay area for the next 5 months to shut down commercial fishing altogether in the interest of protecting turtles. So another great step in Baja, getting better all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I hadn't heard that one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I guess they're interested in protecting the turtles, and they won't be taking sardines or anything there at all from the commercial side. The government's actually paying the commercial fleet to stay off the water for the next 5 months.
Yeah, I heard they'd stop them. The locals would just stop the sardine boats from coming in there the year before last. They just, law or no law, they just wouldn't let them in there and started cutting their nets. So they're seeing a real resurgence in the sardine population, all that in there. That's a great thing. Good news.
Cool.
Good news.
Good deal, Rick.
Well, down in that area in Mag Bay, there's some mid-sized tuna showing up to 60 pounds. You know, up a little further in the Sierra Cortez, the Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion, the roosters, the Cabrilla, the snapper are still in full swing. Yellowtail action slowed a little bit, but they're still around on the high spots. The season starting seems to be getting underway and ready for you, Pete, at Cedros. It looked like the guys from Accurate and with Dave Marciano from Tuna Wars had some good reports of steady yellowtail fishing there this last week. Up at Bay of L.A., the conditions are very nice. Weather's been really great, pretty ideal. Yellowtail, grouper, cabrilla, all being reported in decent numbers. Up at San Quintin, a little bit of wind and roll, and it's been slow there a little bit on the yellowtail. So bottom fish, calicos, sheephead, that kind of thing have been the name of the game there. And more good news up at Ensenada, as reported by Gary Graham on Baja Bites. At Baja Bites on Bloody Decks, they've got the bait barge in full swing there, so you can find information there on Bloody Decks on his link on how to find out when and where and how and whether the bait is going to be there on a regular bait or when you're traveling. It's planning on being there regularly. And then up at Gonzaga Bay, the Cabrilla fishing still good, yellowtail a little hit and miss, and a couple of my friends were fishing there the other day and caught three different Goliath grouper up to 165 pounds. So,
wow.
Big fish up there.
Wow, that is pretty impressive there. Well, of course, you are sponsoring our Let's Talk Hookup Tournament, $500 cash for the largest Wahoo or Dorado. Sounds like it's going to be a Wahoo at Rancho Leonero coming in June, and you're going to be there along with your wife and be hanging out with us, right, Rick?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'll be playing the games, drinking the margaritas, and out doing some fishing as well. Excited about that. Really looking forward to coming and seeing you, John.
We're looking forward to seeing you too, Rex. It's going to be fun.
Now, you also have a table at the coming the CCA California LA Barbecue, the big barbecue dinner on May 21st. You have a Sport Fishing Financial table, and you'd like to invite some of our listeners to come and attend for free, right?
That's right. Yeah, any listeners that want to come and learn more about CCA, we have a sponsored table. There's room for a few more guests. Where with the table comes a membership to CCA, free barbecue, raffles going on, entertainment. It's all going to be at the Compton Hunting and Fishing Club, which is actually a very nice property right off the 605 freeway there. And check me at the office and see if we can get you hooked up and put some tickets out there at will call for you.
Fantastic, Rick. Well, how do we get a hold of you if we want to come to the for free to the and sit with Rick Jensen and talk about fishing at the CCA California event there at the Compton Rod and Gun Club?
Well, hey, Pete, one more thing on CCA while I'm on the line. They're having a summer membership drive just after that, Tuesday the 24th, so that's just in a couple weeks, and it's going to be at the Bolt Brewery in La Mesa. So another opportunity to learn more about how to support CCA, chance to be If you're a member, everybody's invited. If you're not a member, come and learn more about it. They're going to have a taco truck there and beers and a little bit of tour of the Bolt Brewery in La Mesa. So also check me on Facebook. I just posted some information on that on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com, or give me a call at 949-481-1807.
All right, very good. Yeah, that's all that information, ccacalifornia.org, or just give Rick a call and he'll cover you there. Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial, thanks a lot. Great report. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, guys.
All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. It is the long-range season, and the Super Nautilus hook is still the angler's top choice in fishing for giant tuna and other pelagic species. It has the right design, and more importantly, it has the durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. Get Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store.
All right, let's go live to the Newport Boat Show. Mr. Duncan McIntosh is on the line. Good morning, Duncan.
Good morning, Pete. Good to be in.
Hey, great to have you on the show. And, man, what a day. I know it started Thursday, and this is the 43rd year of the West's oldest big yacht show. Is that right?
It makes me tired just hearing you say that.
Me too, man. Me too. But this is quite a show. This is your premier event, right?
It is. And after all these years, I would have to say this is probably the biggest one we've had in terms of number of vessels that turned out. It's challenging because they've been redeveloping this marina down here. So we came in and started setting our docks up, and all of a sudden we found part of the marina was just plain missing. So we had to kind of work around that. But in spite of all that, we got a great turnout. We got some great little segments within the market. I've got more outboard-powered boats than I've ever had, which is challenging because you can't board those over the sterns. But we've I'm really quite pleased with it. I'm a little worn out, but happy to be sitting where I'm at in my car right now listening to you, looking out at the bay.
Yeah, well, we've talked about it all morning here at the Newport Boat Show. Tell us about what is there for the angler. What are some of the boat models that our anglers might be interested in? Some of the accessories we already talked about, some of the different things being there. Tell us about all the different things that fishermen would be interested at the Newport Boat Show today.
The biggest thing we've got is on the boat side right now, and you've talked a little bit about the tackle and the fishing equipment. But it's, we've got the biggest lineup of whalers we've had. Brady's back after not having them here for a few years. First the Mag Bays, and just a ton of boats. We've got yacht fishers. We're pretty heavy on the yacht fisher side because we've got maybe a dozen boats over 90 feet in length. Normally we don't have room for that kind of stuff, but we just added another 2,500 running feet, lineal feet of dock area that's temporary that we bring in just for the show, and spent 2 weeks building a marina for a 4-day event, and then we'll be out of here in 5 days after that. But it's an awesome turnout. It's a good variety, the best variety I think we've got, and more boats or vessels on the big side, and more outboard than we've ever had.
Now, I know you also have Kustler Yachts has Regulator down there among the outboard-powered great sport fishers. Those things are amazing.
Yes, we do, and that is a great boat.
Yeah. So how big are the boats? I mean, if we want to see a mega yacht, are they there?
Well, you know what? Excuse me. Try to get my throat clear. I'm used to working both coasts. And our mega yachts are the big yachts yachts for the East Coast, but our mega yachts here are 110 feet, 105 feet and above.
That's big enough.
Yeah, that's pretty mega.
And theirs are like 150 to 200 feet above. So working within the context of mega yachts or big yachts, but the way I look at it for the West Coast is our boat's over 90 feet, 80 to 90 feet. Our boating is totally different here in terms of open water and not having the protected waterways they have back there. We go out and do our thing or go down the coast to Mexico. Over there, they go off to some little island and get lost.
So. Yeah, exactly.
But, yes, we do. We do have our big yachts that you can go aboard and look through them and do the whole thing.
Fantastic. All right. Well, great event going on today and tomorrow. What are the hours, Duncan?
We open at 10 today till 7 tomorrow from 10 till 5.
And admission's only $15, and you've got off-site parking with a free shuttle, right?
We do. We also have a guest dock. If you have a boat under 22 feet, you can come by water and tie up at the guest dock.
Sweet. That's that cool. Sounds like a good way to go. NewportBeachBoatShow.com for more information. Duncan, have a great day. Thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you, Pete.
All right.
Thanks, Duncan. That. Good luck. All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. They are definitely packed up. We're going to talk to Gabe. He's calling us from Carson City this morning. What's up, Gabe? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Pete, Rick. One of my most favorite shows. Love having John Ireland on the radio. Truly one of my favorite guests. John, this is kind of, I mean, this question is for you. I know I love all the stories about the little gems of how you found French Lanero and all those stories that you come up with. But in all your time down there, what have you learned to be the best time for you to be down there, the most enjoyable, where you're there in the moment and the weather's just awesome? And I mean, when is that for you?
My favorite time of year? Well, I like, it depends on whether it's fishing or just hanging out and living. Certainly June is by far our most popular month for almost everybody. The weather, the water's warmed up enough to where the fishing's very good, but it's still cool enough to where it's enjoyable. And it never, you know, the ranch, I'm glad you asked that, because the ranch sits on a point. And during the winter months, it's our bane, because we're surrounded by water, and that north wind comes and just we're really exposed. But during the months of March through November, we're a good 15 degrees cooler than our neighbors that are along the coast and kind of in a swale. So we have a real, real moderate, nice weather year-round, even. Never breaks 100 degrees out on the point. So it depends on the time of year you're down there and what you're doing. I certainly enjoy the non-windy months, March through November, and in particular, May, June, July, even August and September. I enjoy the warmer times. I like the better fishing too. The warmer the water, and the later in the summer, the better the fishing normally.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thank you, Gabe.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
At Dawson & Associates Insurance Services, we recommend travel insurance for your next trip. Plans include trip cost cancellation, emergency medical evacuation, and medical expenses. For the frequent traveler going at least 100 miles from home, we have an annual plan, including foreign and domestic travel that insures every trip you make for an entire year for only $267. We guarantee the lowest prices on all our travel insurance products. Call Bob or Christy at 619-460-5615, or to view prices or apply online, visit safariglobaltravel.com. That's safariglobaltravel.com.
It's a fact. The right jig can outfish live bait, especially when you're using the new live deception jigs from Ahi USA. They use real images of bait fish printed directly onto the jig, and live deception jigs have near bulletproof wire through rigging, 3X must-add treble hooks, and solid welded ring. Live deception jigs hook up and hold up. Available now at all fine tackle shops.
Hey, we heard from Duncan. It's the Newport Beach Show, Boat Show, the West's oldest, biggest yacht show, celebrating 43 years in beautiful Newport Beach. And how about that? He said you can bring, if you got like a little skiff in Newport Bay, and you want to go to the boat show today or tomorrow,
cruise on
take
up.
Your skiff under 22 feet. They got a dock you can lock there and see the West premier yacht show.
They have more than 200 boats there, which I think is so cool. And you heard from Duncan. I mean, everything from a Boston Whaler to a Grady to those beautiful regulators to 100-footers. It's everything that you want between motor yachts, cruisers, sport fishers, sailboats, everything. And the thing that we didn't touch on, but you did earlier, was that wide range of products and services that make owning and operating your boat more enjoyable.
Yeah, I know. The guys from Seakeeper are there. Those things are amazing. You've been talking about putting a Seakeeper. And they make them now for, like, boats under 30 feet, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. If you don't like the rock and roll, you get one of those bad boys, you're done.
Yeah, it's all at the Newport Beach Boat Show. It's going on today from 10 to 7, tomorrow 10 to 5. Kids are free under 12, and it's only $15 to get in. They get great off-site parking with a shuttle. Check it out, the Newport Beach Boat Show. Check it out at NewportBeachBoatShow.com.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
No matter the fishing condition, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Hey, good exciting news. Announcing Yamaha Outboards Wake Up the Season sales event for a limited time from now through June 15th. Purchase a select eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard, and it'll come with up to $500 in dealer credit towards the purchase of additional goods and services. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha outboard today for more details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed, we have Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Lanero and Baja's East Cape on the line, and we have Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, good morning, Pete. First of all, good morning to John Ireland, who I consider one of the best assets to the sport fishing industry. Good morning, John.
Thank you, Frank. Good morning to you.
Pete, what I wanted to mention is the Trinity Wars reception that everybody, I don't know if you've already mentioned it, but that everybody is invited to that. It's not the fishing trip. It's the reception at the Pally High. Maybe you could bring them up on the details. I know this morning for the live auction item, I added a 7-day trip to the Royal Polaris in August.
Sweet.
And you know, I happen to have some tickets for the Yankees-Padres game in July. Those are going to be up in the auction.
Whoa.
Too.
Oh, cool.
So, anyhow. Would really like to see a good turnout. It's a fun event, as you well know, and maybe you can bring our people up to date on it, all right?
Yeah, well, it's June 13th. It's going to be at the Bally High Restaurant, the beautiful Bally High Restaurant on the water right there.
Perfect location.
All the guys will be there, and you're going to be there, I know, Frank, and I'll be there. It's just a great evening, and Larry and Tommy Bowman do such a great job there at the Bally High, taking good care of our listeners and all the people that come and support Friends of Rollo. And the auction items and the live and the raffle items that Mike Lum and Tim Baker put together, my gosh, Frank, I mean, those are deals. And so if you want to get a deal, you want to raise some money to take kids fishing, it's a great evening, right?
It is a great evening. A lot of fun, wonderful hors d'oeuvres. And you know, it would really be cool if John's not down at Rancho Leonero. It would be really cool to have John Ireland there.
I'd love to come. What I was going to mention is, why don't you have Mike call me so we can put a trip to Rancho Leonero on the auction as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, there it is. John, that's really cool. Nice. Thanks, John. Well, taking more kids fishing.
No problem, Frank. You have Mike shoot me a call for sure. I'm not sure that I'm going to – that's our busiest time of year. I'd love to make it up there, but I sure want to – participate and help any way I can, that's for sure.
Now, I might also mention, Frank, that there's only one spot left fishing with Captain Dave from tuna.com on the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing. One spot, that's the only spot left out of three boats.
Peter, you sure of that? Because this morning I had an email said we're sold out.
Oh, really? He sold that one spot?
I think okay. So. The best thing to do is check.
Yeah.
You can always put your name on the standby list. But the reception to me is just a barrel of fun and a lot of people to see. And it's a 3-4 hour event, good cocktails, great hors d'oeuvres, and great raffle and auction items.
You bet.
And nice to see people and visit and shake hands with everyone. And the camaraderie is great, okay?
It is a good time. June 13th, we'll all be there. You should be too. Go to rallokids.org for ticket information. You can buy tickets, I believe, at Fisherman's Landing, right?
Correct.
If not, we'll make it happen.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. We did Reel a Week, and that was a very successful thing for us. And if it's at all possible for us to... If not, anybody's always welcome to call us at Fisherman's Landing, and if we don't have the tickets there, we'll certainly put you in touch with somebody who can. We're always happy to help anything
we can
do.
We can probably make that happen, huh, Frank?
Thank you, Pete.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate that very much.
Hey, Frank.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Frank.
All right. Mark Gillette from the Eclipse. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys. I will be there at the captain's reception as well. Looking very, very much forward to seeing everybody there.
Now, aren't you the defending champion from Tuna Wars?
No, we did not win last year as far as the fishing concerned, but we definitely won with the amount of fun that we had. We're very, very fortunate to have Dave Marciano with us.
And he's coming
Dave's
back.
A great guy. He's coming back with us, yeah. And he's just so much fun to be around with. I remember getting up one morning on the second morning of the trip, and we were drifting offshore. I get up about 4:30 in the morning, and I go downstairs, and there's Marciano, cup of coffee in hand, black coffee and a cigarette. And I said, Dave, what are you doing up? He says, I'm ready to fish. I'm like, here we go, man.
That's so cool.
He's a lot of fun.
A fishing guy.
He is a very fishing guy. And speaking of, last year, what we did catch, we caught a lot of bluefin on that trip, and shaping up like that's going to be a good time for the bluefin again this coming year. Bluefin's cool out there. Adam was out on the Eclipse yesterday on a one-day trip. Unfortunately, they came back with zero. Fortunately for the Queen, they got one of the schools to stick. We got one of the schools to stick earlier in the week. That fish, guys, Adam said he saw 16 schools of bluefin yesterday.
Wow.
This is 50 to 80 pound bluefin. This isn't 12-pound fish, that's just being finicky. I mean, when you get one to stick that I think is coming off of the red crab and is not on the anchovy out there, then I think that's what gets it to kind of bite and stick with the boat. And when it bites, you guys got to make sure you're ready. You guys are coming out with 25- and 30-pound tests trying to get a bite. And then some of the guys that are fortunate to get their two-fish limit, then they go up to 50-pound, and then they get bit right away. And then, they hand those fish off. But I always suggest starting off a bite with the heaviest line that you think you can fish, 40 to 50 pound, and then scaling down if you have to. It just gives you such an advantage. If you saw the Pacific Queen or the Eclipse Facebook pages this week, you saw how many casualties there were, and that's because guys are afraid to use the heavier line. Make sure you got the fluorocarbon, Seaguar fluorocarbon, and you got to come out ready to catch one. You guys are following guys on Instagram and Facebook, and the only way you're going to be that guy is if you come out and put a line in the water.
No kidding. How do we get a hold of you? Are you going on more trips there on the Eclipse?
Yeah, the Eclipse has a trip Sunday night, and then we're in for a couple of days for maintenance. And then we're just kind of week to week seeing how the schedule goes. But, they can get a hold of us at, eclipsesportfishing.com or Seaforth Landing.
All right. Thanks, Mark Gillette, and have a great time in Christmas Island.
Yeah.
I will. I'll call you guys when I get back.
All right.
Get all this fishing all sorted out so when I come back I can just walk on the boat and catch limits of bluefin.
Okay. We're on.
Sounds
all right.
Good to me.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Why don't we jump right back into the phones? This time we're going to talk to Pete calling us from Canyon Lake. Hi, Pete. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Pete. Did we lose Pete?
I lost Pete there, so we'll jump back into the phones, go to Carlsbad, and talk to Rudy. Hi, Rudy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Rudy.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question for John.
Good morning, Rudy.
But I wanted to plug a lure that somebody talked me into. It's called a Z-bar. And I'll tell you what, that thing dances, you know, and the yellowtail just kind of follow it around. And then if you take a red marker and just do the Z-bar in a red marker, it does wonders. John, how's it feel to be a grandfather?
Thanks, Rudy. Actually, funny you mentioned that little John now would be 1 year old tomorrow.
Tomorrow, man. 1 year 15. Old already.
Big party. I don't think he knows it's a big party. Yeah. Mom's
having a big party.
It's a big deal.
Cool.
Yeah. Thanks for asking, Rudy.
Yeah, thanks
it's
for the
great.
Call, Rudy.
Best thing that ever happened to me.
That's cool. Thanks for the call.
Hey, how about we jump in? Dennis from Canyon Country is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dennis.
Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Great. Good morning, Dennis.
Hey, I got a question for John. I'd like to come down, and I want to target some striped marlin and probably fish by myself. What do you recommend, a ponga or a cruise?
That's all you need. The fish are right out in front. If you like striped marlin, you're coming to the right place, and it's really picking up right now. They're about a 50-50 mix of sailfish and stripers.
Sails are already in, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been that way through the last year. It's been about a 50-50 bite of each. That said, Dennis, they're close. I mean, you're talking about a 10-minute boat ride from the hotel, no more than where they're really concentrated. So you don't really need anything more than a super ponga. You got the captain and yourself. You're both in the water. You'll be working, fishing. It's not a long boat ride for you. And those super pongas literally go anywhere that the cruisers go. But just a single person like yourself, it's a perfect situation. Just you and the captain on that super ponga. You'll kill the striped marlin, I promise you, especially if you come down in the next couple months.
Obviously, the cruisers are bigger and offer some comforts, and you at Rancho Lanier have some premium cruisers, so if the comfort is what you want, that's there. But I sure like the experience of the Super Pong. You're part of it.
You're part of it, and that's the real difference. You got a captain, and it's you and whoever else you're fishing with, so the captain can't do everything. So somebody's he's out there setting. If you want to set your own lines, you can. Or he can do it for you. You end up driving the boat.
Yeah, I love stuff like that.
But you're down there in the water, you're participating. You're really doing a lot more fishing than you would on a cruiser where it's completely crewed with a deckhand and the captain. And we have 11 super pongas now. And they're extremely popular. And
you literally launch right off the beach.
Right off the beach every day, yeah. And by the way, we're real proud at the ranch. If you want to go fishing from about 6:10 on, you can get out in the water and go. It's still dark as it can be and all that, but the boats are ready to go every morning. Really, it's 6. And, it's amazing how quick they push them in and out of the water.
You want to get out early, you'll let them go.
Yeah, yeah. We encourage everybody. The earlier, the better. 6:15 is a normal time. Normally, all the boats are gone by 6:30 if they choose to come down. And, you know, a lot of times people will take a leisurely breakfast and I go out till 7, but...
Yeah.
But earlier you get out, because we're further south, the quicker you get on the bait, you get the right bait that you want, the quicker you get to the fish. And so we really do our best to get an early departure for everybody.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Look who's on the line, Jack Nielsen.
Jack
Jackurit himself.
Hey, John.
Hi, Jack.
I'll be in Paradise Thursday.
Yeah, excellent. We'll see
you. Is that a warning?
Stop the bar.
I'll be keeping an eye on it. And you guys are just talking about striper fishing. That's why I'm going. It's
picking up.
Best place that I know of in the world. Any place I've ever been to go striper fishing. I love the billfish because of the visual part of it, having them jump and getting a chance to get a good photography. But
how long this time, Jack? How long are you going to Rancho Lanier this time for?
It'd be about 10 days.
Ten days. Nice. Oh, poor Jack.
I'm so jealous, man. That's
Jack.
Awesome.
Your timing's good. They're coming to the surface again now. Fishing with Mark on Genren and working those ballyhoos slow like you guys do. You pick up a bunch like you normally.
Yeah, we use the ballyhoo and then we get them coming up on those sometimes, and then we'll throw a live bait on them. And that method seems to work pretty well for us.
Yeah, they are. It was slow. It was about 4 or 5 slow weeks that they were down. One of the callers mentioned earlier, they're down low on the bottom, but they're coming back up now. We sent out, We sent out 7 boats yesterday and had three sailfish and 2 stripers released. And not everybody's out there fishing the marlin, you know, but it's picking up.
How's the roosterfish fishing?
And the roosterfish has been good. It was a little slower start with this water changing and all that changing around, but
lack of sardina around probably doesn't help too, huh?
Yeah, they'll go for mullet and everything.
Oh,
but
do they?
Yeah, they do. But there's more bigger ones. There's a higher percentage of larger fish, not as many of the peanuts as we've been seeing.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. It's been transitional, you know. The water was 81 degrees 6 weeks ago, and now it's 76. So normally it's going the other way and going up. So it's adjusting now and getting back to normal. But your timing's going to be good.
Hey,
the fishing really has improved.
John, did you order extra cases of Pacifico? Because Jack's coming.
Always.
The truckloads.
The truck's coming in today,
Jack. We just roll up to room 31 and we have a party up there is what we
do. He's got to get his own truck coming in, right?
Was it 31 or 32 is your favorite room, Jack?
35.
There it is.
35. 35.
That's it. If you want to go to the party at Rancho Lanero, that's where you head for room 35.
That's it. All right, Jack. Well, have a great time. We'll look forward to hearing from you down there.
We'll see you soon, Jack. Look forward to it, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, John.
Thanks for the call. All right. How about next up, we talked to Doug calling us from Montebello this morning. Hi, Doug. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, I was wondering about, like, the government down in Mexico as far as, would they be pulling up on, like, an MLPA or the MMP down there as well?
MLPA, meaning are they closing areas? Is that what you're...
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, we have, there's a, no. The only area that we have closed by us in our area is Pomo Park.
And that was something that you wanted.
Yeah, and that's actually not a very well... Bob Van Wormer and I started the park. It was
yeah,
a
you
state
started
park.
The park.
We founded the park, believe it or not. I'm on Wikipedia for starting the Pomo Park.
And it's Bob just and one I area protected for diving.
Yeah, and it's a refuge.
It's a very special place too. It's very unique. It's a unique environment. That's why.
And they use that as an example for all of this MLPA closures. And everywhere is not like Pomo. It's a unique example. So no, there's no other closures in our area except for the park.
Thanks a lot for the call,
John and Bonzel. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Hey, hi guys. I had a question and comment. I went down to see John early in the '80s.
Wow.
And it was a blast. It was when there was a lunar eclipse, John.
Oh, okay. And I remember that.
He turned off all the lights in the place. It was a blast.
That's cool.
But the question I had is you were offering lots back then up on the bluff.
Uh huh.
Do they still allow that?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We have a little development now. We've got 50 homes down there that we built. That my company has built over the years, on the south portion of the property along the beach. And they're all big, nice homes. The smallest house is about 2,500 square feet. We've got a couple that are, believe it or not, the biggest one they're building now is 13,000 square feet. Big, big homes. Way oversized, but there's a couple that are building it.
Yeah. I just wish my brother had bought that lot. We went up and looked at that.
Well, back then, if you had, you'd
awesome,
have done
well.
Man. Yeah. Well, the good news is we can still go down and visit, John.
Oh, heck yeah.
And it's much cheaper and it's much easier. You just come down and we do everything for you. I watch these homeowners. They come down and they pull. Now they got to pull their boat. They got to get their boat ready. They got to get their house up and going. So there's two or three days on either end of their trip that they're working their fannies off, you know, getting everything ready. And you just come straight to the hotel and let us do everything for you.
Sounds
cheaper,
good to me, John.
It's cheaper as well.
Sounds good to me.
No, thanks a lot for the call.
Thanks,
John.
Bob and Santee. Let's talk to Bob this morning. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Question for you here. It's a couple questions, actually. I wanted to know about snorkeling at the ranch, and just a quick question. Do children need to have passports in order to be down there?
Yes, they do. Everybody needs a passport.
Okay.
The children do. And the snorkeling out front's awesome. Best snorkeling in the world, I can't
say. And safe.
And safe for children. It's so shallow in front, such a gradual drop-off. There's no holes or anything for the kids to fall in. There's no currents. So literally impossible to drown pretty much out in front. And it's a great spot to introduce kids to the water. It really, really is. But the snorkeling, I mean, no more than 100 meters, 100 yards from any room is some of the best snorkeling in the world. The wife and I enjoy diving, and we go all over the world to dive. And And so the snorkeling, the tank diving a lot of times is great in a lot of these spots, but finding a good snorkeling spot is not that easy anymore. You know, they've been predated. Normally there's not many fish around. Right in front of the ranch is, I promise you, the best snorkeling in the world.
They collect them.
So full of fish. Pete knows.
Yeah.
Pete knows.
That's great. It's a great refreshing deal just to go jump in the water there. And,
well, you got the
and
kayaks.
You have the rentals right there, Mass Fin Snorkel. You don't need
everything.
To bring your own, but you don't need to bring it because they have them right there.
Exactly. Just bring your shorts and your T-shirt and your flip-flops, and we'll take care of everything else. That's really all you need. And
kayaking, paddle boards, the whole deal.
That reef in front is unique. And that reef runs a mile and a half south, just right along the falls, right along the coast, right in front of the hotel and down. And it's just jam full of fish. Just awesome snorkeling. I can't talk enough about
God,
it.
God, it's getting pumped.
I would have never purchased the property had I not been smart enough the first time I saw it. I brought my mask and fins with me, and I went out there, and I went, wow.
Yeah.
This is special. This makes SeaWorld look stupid.
Yes, indeed.
I'm
Thanks
ready.
A lot for the call.
I am
morning.
Ready. Hey,
Thank
when we
you,
come
Bob.
When we come back, we're going to find out who's got a brand new pair of Maui Jims. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
XERPRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, celebrates its 30th anniversary with a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 11th. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G Lumas all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest rods and reels from Shimano, the latest rods from G Lumas, and all the new line from Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there's a Shimano store within the store with special offers available from Shimano, G Lumas, and Power Pro for this one day only. Every rod and reel in the huge Longfin stock will be on sale Saturday, June 11th only. Plus, you can win great stuff in a raffle at the end of the day. Winner need not be present. Celebrate the Longfin's 30th anniversary with the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day is Saturday, June 11th, starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
The giant Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay is hard to miss. Right in the middle of Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay, this massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and more, including a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check the latest from Hobie, the Eclipse, taking fitness out of the gym and onto the water. Test a new Eclipse kayak or stand-up paddleboard free right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie, no one does it better than the crew at Fastlane at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Click it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're the big winner of those Maui Jim What's Up sunglasses going to Bob in Spring Valley. Bob, I'm telling you, you are going to love those Maui Jims.
Yeah, they're great. And the What's Up, one of our favorite designs
you
there,
got
along
it.
With all. I have several favorites, really.
I know.
Maui Jim just makes all the good ones. And John Ireland, Rancho Lane Arrow, you make the good one. You make the place that everybody wants to go. If you haven't visited Rancho Leonero, you're missing out on one of the great treasures of our world right here. John, how easy is it to get there?
It's extremely easy. It's extremely easy. Less than 3 hours from start to finish, you're at the ranch. It's about an hour and 50-minute flight, and then no more than an hour from the airport to the ranch.
And you arrange everything, transportation to the ranch.
Make it as
you can help them out with their airfare. Just call the ranch, or you can book right online, right?
Exactly. We make it as easy as we can for you. And it's everything about the ranch is very, very simple and laid back. It's
a good
place to go and recharge the old batteries.
You bet, man. Even if it's just for 3 days or something like
that. No, it really does make a difference. People are just getting smoothed out after about 3 days. It's the comment I get. 5 days is really
more
appropriate. But we get the long weekenders every year. And we get people that come back three, four, five times a year.
How do we get a hold of if we want to come?
Thanks, Pete. 800-646-2252 or rancholanearrow.com.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow with your regular fish report.
You will.
And wishing John Jr. happy birthday tomorrow.
Thanks, John.
All right. Thank you for listening today. We will be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Guy and Roger from Wind Grips talking custom fishing rod grips tomorrow and more. That's going to be a great show. Tomorrow morning right here on the Mighty 1090. We'll see you there.